David Drazen has played at numerous festivals and is the staff accompanist at the Gene Siskel Film Center of the School of the Art Institute in Chicago. Drazen also plays at schools, including a performance at Western Illinois University. At Western, he accompanied the comedy classic Safety Last. The 1923 film is best remembered for its iconic image of star Harold Lloyd holding onto the hands of a giant clock high above the street. Drazen says when he's accompanying a film, he's almost always improvising the music.
The one time I came closest to not doing it was for a picture called The Big Parade, where the people who were showing it had access to the papers of the director, King Vidor, and they had a piano score reduction that belonged to him, and I used about 50% of the score, the written score, to accompany that one film. So that was kind of an exception. Mostly, I'll only use a few pages that are just some songs that I want to put in. Or if I have a chance to see a movie and it mentions some songs, which silent pictures frequently do mention songs by name in the titles, that if I have a chance, I'll either procure those tunes to put them in, or maybe I might know them.
Yeah, how often do you get to see the film before you actually sit down and play along with it, and how often are you just flying by the seat of your pants?
Well, that's really improved. When I started at the Old School of the Art Institute in Chicago in 1985, I did 10 years straight without ever seeing anything ahead of time, and it never even occurred to me that I should. I never even thought of that. And then one day I got the opportunity to do that. It was for a Walt Disney cartoon program of silent Disney cartoons. And then things started to change where I was given a chance to see things first. And so now I'd say about 75% of the time I can see things ahead of time, or they're movies that I've already seen and done in the past.
Are there many other people doing what you do?
Well, it depends what you mean by many. I'd say there's about 50 people in the world total that who play for pictures, but I don't know how regularly. There may only be 25 people who have steady jobs playing for pictures nowadays.
Is that your main job?
Not really. I play for ballet classes for a day job, which I do 4 days a week, and I'm in bands, so I also play with groups playing songs of different types, jobbing bands. I'm in a ballroom band, a 10-piece orchestra that plays for public dances in a ballroom, and then a jazz band on every Friday that's got 7 people in it.
You mentioned the number of people who are doing this worldwide. There's not a lot. Do you see any young people attempting to do this, or is this a dying art?
Well, I don't think it's a dying art, because there's always going to be someone to discover it, I think. It's not that there's going to be so many people who discover it and that it's something they want to do and can do. But, I mean, it's never disappeared.
Musician David Drazen says he was in high school when he first tried his hand at accompanying silent films. He thinks people should seek out opportunities to see silent movies instead of settling for the same old thing. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.